Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, November 19th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. In a little over a week, we have the Elks Hoop Shoot coming up, and Jeff J. Bush is with us today to talk about what's involved with the event and a little bit of history of it. He's the local hoop shoot director. You can call in to ask a question. The number to KSGK is 874-2345. Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm good. Yeah. No, I'm glad to be up here.
Awesome. Yeah. We're happy you're here, too. So I read that the Elks Hoop Shoot has been happening all over nationally for the past 50 years. And it's a free throw program for youth ages 8 to 13. Do you know how long it's been happening in Wrangell for?
You know, I don't know exactly. I've been doing it for approximately 44 years. And I think it was done a few years before I started becoming the local director. But I would say in the late 70s, it probably started sometime in there. I couldn't find any records previous to that. So that's kind of the time frame I'm thinking. So.
Yeah. And then you also mentioned just before this interview, you were the state director for it?
Yeah, I was a state director for about 10 years, from about the mid-80s to the mid-90s. And that kind of involved making sure all the lodges in the state. At that time, there was 19 Elks lodges in the state, and I would make sure they all did a hoop shoot, and then we would take my wife and I, Kay, would take the winners and one parent or two parents, if they wanted to pay their own way, down to the regionals in Portland at that time. So anyway, that was a lot of fun, met a lot of nice people, and had some, you know, good experiences from that, and friends still today.
Oh, cool. And how many lodges are there in Alaska now? Do you know?
I think there's only about 15 now.
Oh, wow.
So I think just, you know, financial issues and other things, population decreases in some communities. And Wrangell's one of those that, you know, the population here has dwindled and less kids in the school system and whatever. And I'm sure that sounds like that's happened to other places in Alaska, too. And pretty soon they just can't support an elk. So, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So will you give us a little more information about the history of the Elks Hoop Shoot?
Yeah, the Elks Hoop Shoot was actually started by a guy named Frank Heiss from Oregon. And I actually got to meet him, and when I was the Elks state director, and he was probably 85 or 90 at the time, so I'm sure he's not around now, but he thought that, you know, there's all kind of things for high school kids at that time. This is back in the, you know, back in the 60s, but there just didn't seem to be a lot of things for youth kids, and so he was the one that started this program, and so it goes all the way down to eight years old, so he's the one that started it, and then it took off from there, and now I think, you know, every state does a hoop shoot, and most lodges do one, so it's become kind of a big deal, and you go through the progressions, and you can end up in the Basketball Hall of Fame if you win all the way to the national finals, so it's kind of a cool thing, but anyway, it's been going on a long time, and in Wrangell here, like I said, we've done one every year that I've been doing it, even in the COVID year, we had to go through a bunch of kids shooting with masks and all kind of that stuff, and I think we were only one of two lodges that did it that year, so we ended up having five state champions because no one else competed, so it was pretty easy to win some trophies there, so that was kind of cool, so.
Has anyone in Alaska gone into the NBA, the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so. I think we've had several that have gone back to the finals, and we had one kid that was from Anchorage, and he actually went back to the finals, I don't think he won there, but he ended up getting won a couple state championships in Alaska, and then he went on to play for Duke University. Guy named Trajan Langdon, and then I think he played maybe in the NBA a little bit, and then he played professional basketball overseas, so he had a big basketball career, but I don't think anybody's ever won from Alaska, but
Not yet.
There's still hope.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. So what is the hoop shoot all about?
Well, it's a free throw contest, and there's a process, the Elks rules how they do it, but basically anybody that's from 8 to 13 and their birthday is determined how old they're going to be this coming April 1st. So if you're 7 years old now and you have a birthday in January, you would be eligible to shoot because on April 1st next year, you would be 8 years old. And likewise, if you're 13 now and you have a birthday in January, you'd be too old on next April 1st and wouldn't be able to shoot. So there's three categories. There's 8 9-year-olds, and the 8 9-year-olds shoot 4 feet in front of the free throw line. And in the community gym, we have a gray stripe there. That's where you shoot from. So it's already marked there. If kids want to go up and practice, they'll know where to do it. And also, so they shoot 25 shots. Everybody sits down, and they shoot 10, or they can shoot some warm-ups to start with, up to 5, and then they sit, and then they shoot 10 free throws that count, and then they have to sit down, and the next kid does the same thing. And then they come back a second time and shoot their final 15 with no warm-ups for a total score of 25. And so, you know, the best score wins, and second and third, and so on. So, and then if there's any ties, there's a shoot-off of 5 shots until we settle any ties.
Yeah, and it's boys and girls can play, but they're not competing against each other.
Correct. No, the boys shoot at one end and the girls shoot at the other, so they're completely separate, two separate categories. And the 8-9 boys, the 10-11 boys, and all the girls shoot with the girls' high school basketball. And then the 12 and 13 boys are the only ones that shoot with the boys' high school basketball. And the difference there is it's the girls' ball is a little lighter and a little smaller. And so the littler kids, it's just easier for them, a little lighter to shoot. I mean, it's an 8-year-old, that's quite a ways to the basket, even if you're 4 feet in front of the line. So, but anyway, that's kind of the rules. So usually it goes pretty smooth.
Yeah, I never thought about the basketballs weighing different depending on, you know, boys and girls. That's interesting, but it makes sense. So on the website, when I checked it out, it says the word grit a lot, you know, for kids. Why the word grit?
Well, gritty kids are described as kids that, and the Elks really promote this, that there's been studies that have found that kids that are gritty, in other words, they don't, you know, they might get a C on the report card but wanted an A, but they say, okay, I want an A and I'm going to work harder and I'm going to come back and get an A. Or if they don't win at the free throw contest, they practice and practice and practice, and the next year they come back and sometimes do better. So I think the Elks promotes that because the study showed that that kids that are gritty and come back, that go into adulthood, that they're a lot more successful that if they're someone that just keeps trying harder and harder and harder, even if they fail here and there. And it was determined that success in a lot of fields is not based on athletic ability or looks or what your IQ is or those things. It's people that have grit. And so anyway, the Elks really promotes that. And I'll give you an example. There was a story about a kid that he was an 8-9-year-old, and it was his first year in the hoop shoot, and he just wanted to win so bad. He made it all the way to the Nationals and then lost there. So the next year, he wanted to win. He wanted his name in the Basketball Hall of Fame if you win at the Nationals. So he practiced, and he shot 500 free throws every single day, and his brother rebounded for him. And in that next year, he shot, I think, in 7 competitions, which was 175 free throws, 25 at each competition. And out of that 175, he made 173.
Oh, my goodness.
And won. And he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. But he wanted it. And he went back and did the work to make it happen. And so it's a great story about perseverance. And you know, he failed one year, but he come back and worked hard. Anyway, I don't know how he talked his brother into rebounding that many shots a day, but he did, and it paid off. So
that's amazing. I wonder how long 500 shots a day would take. You know,
I don't know. A long time. So
I love the word grit too. Just it means, you know, ambition, resilience, all of that.
Yeah. No, it's a great promotional thing for the Elks, because I think it does. That's the kind of people you want to raise. And instead of blaming someone else for a failure, just, you know, work harder at it and, you know, put it on yourself and get it done.
Yeah, definitely. So why should youth participate in the hoop shoot?
You know, we have kids that come up there and, you know, maybe they're not real athletic and aren't interested in basketball. But besides that, it's just a great thing that where all the kids can get together, and afterwards when they have the hamburger feed, all the kids have a great time down there, whether they won or lost. And every kid gets a basketball, so if you weren't, you know, a basketball player, you can get a basketball and get a chance to, you know, practice if you want to with it. So I think all the kids have a good time, and like I said, then if you don't do well and you want to, there's an avenue to get better, and you know, just practice and take a friend to the basketball court and he rebounds for you and you can rebound for him and just, you know, shoot free throws. And so, but anyway, so I think it's for everybody, and I think the parents enjoy watching the kids compete. So we had one kid that come up there and said, I have no, absolutely nothing about basketball. Is it okay? And I said, oh yeah. And he told me, he says, what, he said, are they feeding burgers at the thing? And I think that's the only thing he cared about. So when we had the burgers, he had about three burgers at the Elks there. And so he was happy as a clam. So care less about the basketball, but he had fun. So
it reminds me when I went to the gym and they had pizza night.
Yeah.
So it will be held in two Saturdays here in Wrangell, on November 30th.
On November 30th.
Which, that's in two Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. at the Community Center Gym.
Yes.
And I see that, as you mentioned, it's split up between three age categories, 8 to 9-year-olds at 10 a.m., 10 to 11-year-olds at 11, and 12 to 13-year-olds at noon. Will you give some more information on what people are to expect during the hoop shoot?
Well, one of the things is there's a bunch of rules, you know, the certain things that they can and can't do. They can't, after they shoot, they can't go over the line or that shot is a miss. They can't dribble the ball more than four times. That's just an Elk shoot, hoop shoot rule. The other thing is we ask all the people participating and all the kids to be, you know, to be quiet and respectful of shooting. And if one kid, they're both shooting, girls and boys are shooting at the same time, the girls at one end, the boys at the other. And if someone's right in the middle of shooting and someone does really good at the other end and everybody cheers, you know, then it distracts the shooter on the other end. So we ask people to, you know, to be quiet and respectful of the kids, all the kids that are shooting, and no flash cameras and stuff like that. So and I think most of the people that, and I tell everybody.
It's all good.
I'll call you back.
He's almost done. So the medals will be given to the top three in each category. Then do you remember where you left off at?
Well, so after each group shoots, so after like the 8-9-year-old shoots, we have the winners fill out a registration card, because we have to send that into the state director, as that's our two winners, one boy and one girl. And we have, the parents have to fill out the information and sign it. And verify the age, you know, to make sure we have someone that's shooting in the right category. So after each shoot, we give all the kids the basketballs, have them, the winner, fill out the registration, and then tell them they can go down to Elks like at noontime and go to the hamburger feed. Excuse me. And then we hand out the medals at the hamburger feed. So that's kind of the routine there.
Yeah, awesome. And then, so I would say 6 people get medals then, boys and girls?
So there's actually 18 medals.
Oh, okay.
So you got first, second, third.
You're right. Gotcha.
In 3 groups, boys, and first, second, third in girls. So there's 9 medals for boys and 9 for girls.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. I forgot about second and third place.
How's your math there? So.
So what's entailed with the progression to maybe the NBA Hall of Fame?
Well, it's kind of cool because if they win at this level, and we've had some kids, pretty recently, Malachi Harrison won the state here a few years ago, and he's probably the most recent one that won at state, went down to the regionals. And if he had won there, he'd gone to the nationals. And if he won the nationals, the Elks have a place in the national or the Basketball Hall of Fame, and in Springfield,
Ohio,
I think you're right.
Yeah, I know the National Football League is in Ohio too, but that's not what we're talking about.
I think it's in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Let's
thanks.
We'll look that up later. So, but anyway, you can be in there with Michael Jordan and all the famous basketball players of all time, but the Elks has, you know, paid to have an area in there that they put the 6 national champions in there each year, and so you have a chance, even if you don't make it to the NBA, you have a chance to, if you want to work hard enough, to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame through this avenue. So, but you'd have to shoot a lot of free throws and be really good to do it, because a lot of kids are really good shooters. And
yeah. Well, luckily we have, Wrangell has basketball hoops in several different places.
Yeah.
Okay, so the regional, you mentioned earlier, there's the, oh my goodness.
There,
go ahead.
Yeah, so it starts off here at the local level, and then we would send our scores in to the state director, and he would compare those to the other 15 lodges, total of 15 lodges in the state. So if we had an 8-9-year-old girl that shot 15 out of 25, he would compare that to all the other 15 lodges, 8-9 girls. And if our score was the best one, she is a state champion. And the reason we're the only state that doesn't actually drive somewhere and compete head to head at the state level, because just travel is so expensive in Alaska. And so you could win at the local level and end up in the regionals if you had the best score in the state. And so then the Elks would pay for that shooter and one parent to go to the regionals. And when I was doing it, it was in Portland, but now it's somewhere in Washington. Mm. And because I think the hoop shoot or the regional hoop shoot director is from Washington, so he has it somewhere there. I'm not sure where that's at. But anyway, so, and we've had maybe, I don't know, maybe a dozen or more state champions that have gone to the regionals.
Wow.
And actually, I'll give a kudos for the Parks and Rec Department, Lucy and Devin. They've got our hoop shoot state champions up on a poster in the old gym, and also the record holders of the hoop shoot. So that's kind of cool, and did a really cool job on that. So I'll give the hats off to them for doing that. But so if you are a state champion, at least you get your name on the board in the old gym there for everybody to see. So that's kind of cool. But but the records are pretty good, so it's going to take someone to shoot pretty good to break a record there. So
yeah, well, I'm rooting for Wrangell.
You bet.
So will you share a memory you have of, you know, a previous hoop shoot event? Is there a memory that stands out to you?
Well, one, I'll tell you, I'll brag my kid up here. So my son Jake participated in the hoop shoot all the years he was there, and he was one year older than Cody Angerman, who's the basketball coach. And in fact, Cody told this story at the dedication the other day at the old gym when they rededicated the old gym. And Cody had lost to Jake every year he had shot against him. And so Jake's final year, and Cody had one more year after that, but Cody made 20, and Jake had to make 14 out of his last 15 to win it. And I think he missed his first shot, and then he made 14 in a row and beat Cody one more time. And Cody was just crushed because he thought he finally got him, but he didn't. But so it was kind of neat to see your own kids, you know, do well there. But yeah, I've had a lot of them where kids have really shot well. And I mean, Kaylin Easterly and Aiden Gillen, he's on the high school team. Michael Cook. And so anyway, there's been kids that are playing on the high school team that have won state and got to travel to the regions and didn't do well, didn't win. But it's tough for Alaska kids because they shoot one time in their local gym. And they're not used to traveling, shooting in different gyms and stuff, where the kids down there, by the time, sometimes they'll have shot three or four times by the time they get to the state. You know, they might have a school competition in a big city, and then they'll have a local one. All the schools' champions would get together, and then they have a district, and then finally they get to the state. So if we could have one kid that gets lucky here one day and just happens to get hot, but maybe they're really not that good a shooter, and they get down there, and then kids that are really good consistently are the ones that make it. So it's a little disadvantage, and then it's intimidating. They usually have it in a, you know, a college gym, and, you know, a lot of people there that they don't know, and it's just not as comfortable as their hometown gym there. So, but kids have usually done pretty good. So
yeah, and it's an experience regardless. Yeah. Go ahead.
When I was the state director, we had a girl from, there's a little town out of Kodiak, and Kodiak would, there's three little towns out there, and this Kodiak would shoot, and then these three towns would shoot, and they'd combine their score to see who had the best score. And a 8-9 girl was the champion for Kodiak, and she ended up being the state champion. Wow. Well, she'd never been anywhere in her life other than her little town in Kodiak, and so never been on a jet airplane and never seen a swimming pool and just all kind of stuff like that. And so when she shot in this huge gym, she was just petrified, and everybody kind of knew her story. And I didn't think she could even make it to the basket, and she didn't do very well. And then finally in the second 15 she shot, she did better. But just a neat experience to get someone out, you know, just the experience she got from it, even though the shooting part didn't go well. But everybody had a big heart for her there and, you know, understood her situation. And like I said, she was just petrified out there. And I felt so sorry for her. But she ended up doing pretty good in the second 15 and showed she belonged there, even though the first 15 or first 10 didn't go very good. But and then all the kids from Alaska always hang around together and become good friends. And so just some of those things that are really cool to see. And so,
yeah, definitely. And then just a clarification. So if there is a Wrangell winner, or, you know, anyone in Alaska, and then they go to nationals, would you as a director here, if there was a Wrangell winner, also go, or is it just them and their parents?
Just them and the parents. The requirements are just them and their parent and the state director. So once a local one wins at the state level, then the responsibility of dealing with them and travel and all that goes to the state guy. And then if they win at the regional, then it's the regional director that's responsible for getting them on. But I think I've never been back, and I had a couple opportunities where we had Alaska winners win at the regionals. And I probably should have gone, but I didn't. And I think if we had a Wrangell kid that won at regionals, I would probably go back to the nationals just to say I was there. So
yeah, awesome. That definitely makes sense too. So what's the environment like, you know, what's the vibe like during past events in the gym? You know, is there excitement in the air or?
Yeah, I think so. And we like the kids to get there, you know, at least 15 minutes earlier, and then they can go out there and warm up, and they get in a line and just take turns shooting and kind of get loosened up. But I think every year the kids, you know, it's kind of a thing, and the kids are excited, I think, about, you know, trying to win a medal but just competing in a fun way. And most of them are friends with each other, and nothing like beating your best friend, you know. So it's exciting. And usually, like I said, we have a lot of parents and show up to watch. And I think the only thing is if someone's doing well at one end and their kid does really well, shoots well, you know, you're used to clapping and stuff like that. But then someone's right in the middle of shooting at the other end, you know, you just can't until it's all over. And then we have them give everybody applause. And so,
yeah.
And it's sometimes it's tough because you'll see kids, especially 8-year-olds, that just don't have enough strength at that age yet to even make it to the basket. So you have a lot of air balls. But that's okay too. You know, you go through that, and then if you really something you really want to do, like I said, just practice, and you'll get better.
Yeah, so. Definitely. And then how do people enroll if they're interested?
All they have to do is show up. Usually with the parent, not necessarily with the parent, but because they have to sign the registration form if it's a winner. But just show up about 15-20 minutes before their time, and then they can register and make sure they're in the right age group and all that. So you don't have to do anything other than that. Just show up and that's about it.
Cool. And does it cost money?
No, it's completely free, and the Elks pays for, you know, the basketballs to be handed out and the medals and the hamburger feed and the whole works. So
nice.
Promote your Elks.
Yeah, and then also, speaking of Elks, do you have to be a member to participate?
No, we want all the kids to, any and every kid can participate, and the more the merrier.
Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the hoop shoot?
No, I'll tell you one thing. I would like to say that we really appreciate, we've got great support from the Parks and Rec Department, KSDK, you know, Wrangell Sentinel. The schools are great about promoting our event in their daily announcements and stuff. And so just a kudos to all those people. And, of course, Dawn Angerman for, you know, doing a lot of the advertising that she does for us and at the Elks. And so just all those people, just a, you know, thank you to everybody there.
Great. And if anyone has questions, they can call you.
You bet.
Okay. And do you want to share your phone number?
Yeah, it's 907-305-0086.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Jeff, for coming in and giving information to Wrangell and the youth about the Elks Hoop Shoot, which is November 30th, Saturday.
So Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And
starts at 10 a.m.
Yep. For the younger ones.
For the younger. And then for the older ones.
You don't have to show up until 15-20 minutes before your time. But if you're not sure which group you are, you better come. So if you think you might be in an older group, but you're not, you might come up there call me and ask when you should be up there. So, and then based on your birthday, I can tell you when you should be there.
Great. Thank you so much. And good luck to all the hoop shooters for November 30th. And that was Jeff J. Bush talking about the Elks Hoop Shoot. Next, we will be coming into World Cafe at 2 o'clock.